Poetry on the Radio. Today, Kathleen Kittaway.
But who's counting? Before I was old enough to understand pain, I used to drop ants on the hot cement and watch them fry in the heat, and didn't know how to count the ones who died with their legs all singed in vain. Before I was old enough to read, I used to practice writing, and it looked like the graph at the end of my brother's bed in hospital and didn't make much more sense than his illness. When I went to school, I learnt to write, "I will not be dab in school," and asked Miss if ants had souls, and she said I'd spelt bad the wrong way round, and that it wasn't wise to ask too many questions, and I shouldn't try to be quite so smart. During World War II, people looked like ants, from Messerschmitts and Spitfires and the Luftwaffe, and RAF pilots used to mark how many they had killed on the side of their planes. I guess they went to school to learn how to count, and I'm not sure if they'd have asked Miss if ants had souls. In Bosnia, people don't look like ants, they look like each other, and I'm not sure if that counts for anything. Journalists write in the newspaper about all the soldiers who are being killed, women being raped, and keep score on young children without any limbs, and that doesn't add up. But Miss always said I was dyslexic. Perhaps she's right, because I can't help wondering if there's any point to counting or writing things down at all. As a child, I used to ask far too many questions, and to this day, most of them have never been answered. And as an adult, I'm not all that interested in answers, especially those given for the justification of war. Unasked and answered questions like, how did the war start in Ireland? The Troubles. In Ireland, like Bosnia, people who were at war with one another looked like each other. So too today in Russia and Ukraine. Wasn't World War II the war to end all wars? But there I go again, asking far too many questions. But who's counting? Before I was old enough to understand pain, I used to drop ants on the hot cement and watch them fry in the heat, and didn't know how to count the ones who died with their legs all singed in vain. Before I was old enough to read, I used to practice writing, and it looked like the graph at the end of my brother's bed in hospital, and didn't make much more sense than his illness. And when I went to school, I learnt to write, "I will not be dab in school," and asked Miss if ants had souls. And she said I'd spent bad the wrong way round, and that it wasn't wise to ask too many questions, and that I shouldn't try to be quite so smart. During World War II, people looked like ants, from Messerschmitts and Spitfires and Luftwaffe and RAF pilots used to mark how many they had killed on the side of their planes. I guess they went to school to learn how to count. And I'm not sure if that a vast miss if ants had souls. In Bosnia, people don't look like ants. They look like each other. And I'm not sure if that counts for anything. Journalists write in the newspaper about all the soldiers who are being killed, women being raped, and keep score on young children without any limbs, and that doesn't add up. But Miss always said I was dyslexic. Perhaps she's right, because I can't help wondering if there's any point to counting or writing things down at all.
Today we heard Kathleen Kittaway on Poetry on the Radio.